A figure in a silver spacesuit using a broom-shaped brush to paint the vast hull of a red spaceship. From a distance, the figure's little more than a tiny speck on an enormous letter F, forming part of the ship's name, Red Dwarf. Resembling a giant whale with an elongated hexagon for a nose and a huge thruster for a tail, the craft lumbers through space. An asteroid is embedded in the ship's hull, the contours of which are defined by a mass of ducts, antennae, and machinery. Me Squared by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor.
This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors were Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation during the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a life form who evolved from his cat and Arnold Rimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. We have enough food to last 30,000 years, but we've only got one after 8 mint left. And everyone's too polite to take it.
You see, astro navigation and invisible numbers and engineering structure made simple. That's Rimmer's. Aha! The pop-up Kama Sutra. Zero gravity edition. That's mine!
Lister tucks it under his pillow.
Arnold J. Rimmer, a tribute. What's this?
It's a video of my death.
You videoed your death?
Holly did it for me.
You're very strange, Rimmer.
What's so strange? You have videos of weddings and births.
So what, do you have a few people around, give them a sherry and invite them to watch you snuff it?
Lister, my death is one of the most important things that ever happened to me. Just stick it in the trunk and shut up.
Weird.
What about these posters?
Oh, they're mine.
I know, but the blue tack is mine.
You want to take the blue tack?
Well, it is mine. I did pay for it with my money.
Oh, there's one of your old toenail clippings under the bed. I'll put that in too, shall I?
Ah, Lister, this is the best decision I ever made. No more you and your stupid, annoying face. No more you and your stupid, annoying habits.
Me? What did I do?
You hummed. Maliciously and persistently for 2 years. Every time I sat down to do some revision...
Hang on. You're trying to say you never became an officer because you shared your quarters with someone who hummed?
Obviously not just that, Lister. Everything! Everything you ever did was designed to hold me back and annoy me.
Like what?
Like using my mother's photograph as an ashtray.
I didn't know. I thought it was a souvenir from Titan Zoo.
Exchanging the symbols on my revision timetable, so instead of taking my engineering finals, I went swimming.
The symbols fell off. I thought I'd put them back in the right place.
Swapping my toothpaste for a tube of contraceptive jelly?
Come on. That was a joke.
Yes, Lister, the same kind of joke as putting my name down on the waiting list for experimental pile surgery.
It's not all one way, you know, Rimmer. You're hardly Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Easy to Live With.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about playing your self-hypnosis tapes all through the night, learning Esperanto while you sleep, learning quantum theory while you sleep.
We both got the same benefit.
Yeah, neither of us got any sleep. And what about the time you tied me hair to the bedpost and then sounded the fire alarm?
Lister, I did that because I was sick of you annoying me. I don't have to explain it.
I nearly needed brain surgery.
What brains? The point is, you've always stopped me being successful. That's a scientific fact.
Rimmer, you can't blame me for your lousy life.
Oh, yes, I can.
See? It's always the same. You never had the right set of pens for your genie drawing. Your dividers don't stretch far enough.
Well, they don't.
See? In the end, you can't turn round and say, I'm sorry, I buggered up my life. It's all Lister's fault.
Well, I'm not, am I? I'm moving out. Out of Slob City and into Successville.
What, you mean next door?
It's not the place, Lister. It's the company. I'm about to share my life with someone who'll give me encouragement and understanding, the thrust and parry of meaningful conversation. Everything tickety-boo? Absolute what, Mr. Rimmer? I'll be along the lickety-split. Carry on.
They salute each other, and the duplicate goose steps out.
What a guy. I just don't know why I didn't think of this before. A duplicate me, listen.
Yeah. Take this blue for you.
Be very careful with that. It's an antique. It's absolutely priceless.
It's a framed picture of a monkey reading a paper on the loo.
What's the loo, man? Chickity-boo, lickety-split. God, meaningful conversation. Second technician Arnold J. Rimmer and second technician Arnold J. Rimmer.
Rimmer's new quarters.
Ah, Lister, be very careful with that. It's an antique, absolutely priceless.
Gosh, I just said that.
Did you really? That's incredible. What a lovely story.
Why have you got no smoking signs up when neither of you smoke?
Because they're our no smoking signs, and we happen to think they look rather striking.
Whoa! What's all this? Arnold's tops with us. I owe it all to Rimmer. Arnie does it best. This is very funny stuff.
Just go.
I mean, because your name's Arnold Rimmer, and even though these headlines are about other people, you've cut them out and put them on the wall so people will think they're about you. Shoo, 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 go on, out. This joke's going to keep me laughing all through the winter.
Listen, we don't have to take this anymore. We don't have to put up with your snidey remarks, your total slobbiness, your socks that set off the sprinkler system. They take our new quarters.
Bye-bye, Rimmer. No, sorry. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Rimmer, Rimmer.
He parodies their salute and leaves.
Goit.
Cat's got a bouquet.
Oh, hey, I'm looking so good today. If I looked any better, I'd be illegal. Hello, hello, testing, testing, 111, me. Attention all lady cats. I am feeling very, very sexy. Can you hear me, lady cats? My body is available. Please form a queue. No squabbling. This is your lucky day.
Lister's reveling in his own quarters.
Ecstasy!
He dishevels Rimmer's bed.
We're talking mega ecstasy bliss. I can hum as loud as I like, as long as I like. I'm a free man. And you see those socks? See them? They're going right where they belong, all over the floor where any self-respecting bachelor would keep them. I'm going to have the bottom bunk, the big bunk. And I'm going to leave the top of the shampoo. I'm going to squeeze the toothpaste. Right from the middle. In fact, I'm gonna do all the things that drove them bonkers. I'm gonna crack me knuckles. I'm gonna grind me teeth. I'm gonna live for a change.
He handstands over his socks.
Oh, smeg it out.
Grimacing, he returns them to the wash basket.
Video of Rimmer's death. Holly, get us some popcorn and put the video on for us, would ya?
Well, I can just about manage that, I suppose.
A scutter brings popcorn.
BSc, SSC, what's that?
Bronze swimming certificate and silver swimming certificate. He's a total lunatic.
Hello. This video pays homage to a man who fell short of greatness by a gnat's wing. Before we see a digitalized recording of his final moments, there's going to be a lengthy tribute interspersed with poetry readings read by me.
Whoa, spin on! Poetry in motion.
And if it hadn't been for those people who kept dragging him down, pulling him down, pulling him back.
Spin on!
If you put Napoleon in quarters with Lister, he'd still be in Corsica peeling spuds.
Spin on!
We see the final moments of Arnold J. Rimmer.
Yes!
Look, it was your job to fix it, Rimmer. You can't do sloppy work on the drive plate.
I know, sir, and I accept full responsibility for any consequences.
Emergency. There's an emergency going on. It's still going on. Clark Rimmer, please hurry to White Corridor 159.
Dispatch
an emergency announcement.
Rimmer's hand reaches out melodramatically.
Off. Gazpacho soup? Why were his last words gazpacho soup?
Attention, lady cat! Sensual emergency! Good loving needed bad!
Hey, no girls here? What a waste of a good move! Shame! I'm looking so dangerous, too! Wow! Yeah!
Cat! Huh? What are you doing?
I'm courting.
Courting who?
Whoever shows up.
I told you before, there's no other cats on board.
If I believed that for 1 minute, I'd go crazy.
Ow! Yeah!
He glides away on roller skates. As the spaceship sails on, the two Rimmers are exercising.
Up, up, up! Stretch, stretch, stretch! Stretch further! And rest!
No, keep jumping!
Absolutely, keep on going! Keep pain barrier! Jump, jump, jump! And rest!
What are you doing, man?
I'm resting. It's going all great.
That's the pain barrier. Beat it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Keep it going. And rest.
Brilliant.
That extra little bit, that's what it's all about. What time do we get up?
Oh, early. 8:30.
No, earlier than that. 7.
How about 6?
No, 4:30.
It's the middle of the night.
You wanted driving. I'm driving you. Once again, Arnold, you're absolutely right. Holly, alarm call 4:30 in the morning. Make it the sonic boom, extra loud emergency one.
Yes, Arnold. And Arnold.
What are you doing, Arnold?
I'm going to bed, Arnold. But it's 2 in the morning. You could get in a couple of hours revision easily. But I'm getting up in a minute.
You take porous circuits and Esperanto. I'll take thermal energy and the history of philosophy.
Fantastic. This is what I always dreamed of. I'm in heaven. Better than sex.
4:30. Here is your early morning alarm call.
Off.
That's the way. Smooth and even, up and down. Ah, mister. Bonum matenum. Didn't wake you, I trust?
No, I haven't been to bed yet.
But it's 5:05 in the morning. It's practically lunchtime.
What are you doing?
It's called work, Lister. I didn't think you'd recognize it. W-O-R-K, it is in the dictionary. Come on, paint.
But why are they painting the colour the same colour it was before?
They're changing it from ocean grey to military grey, something that should have been done a long time ago.
Looks exactly the same to me.
No. That's the new military grey bit there, and that's the dowdy old nasty ocean grey bit there. Or is it the other way around?
It doesn't matter, but it's very nice. So how's Mrs. Rimmer?
Tee-hee, hoddle-ha. Why don't you just get back into your cesspit, or you won't have the energy for a full day's slob?
I just wondered what you talked about and that, you know.
Millions of things, Lister. Apart from being a complete genius, that man happens to be a total delight, has me in stitches all the time.
But, I mean, he knows everything you know, and you know everything he knows. So what you talk about?
We reminisce. Chew over old times, past glories, old girlfriends.
Oh, you mean Yvonne Magruder?
Don't say Yvonne Magruder as if she's the only one.
Oh, go on then. Name one other girlfriend then.
Lister, I'm far too much of a gentleman to stoop to that kind of shower room mentality. All you need to know about Yvonne Magruder is I gave her one.
Fine, very nice, very nice. So, what's gazpacho soup?
What?
It's just the day of your last words, and I wondered why.
You've been watching my death video, haven't you? That's private. It's for my enjoyment only.
It just seems like such a strange thing to say, gazpacho soup.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't have time to sit down and bash out a speech in iambic pentameter. I was hit in the face by an atomic explosion.
But why gazpacho soup?
That, Lister, is something you will never, ever know.
Arnold, you asked me to remind you when it was time for your Esperanto revision.
Thank you, Holly. You two, carry on.
Lister sneakily creeps into Rimmer's new quarters and finds a thick manual on his bookshelf with a notebook hidden inside.
A to Z of Red Dwarf! I thought so! My Diary by Arnold J. Rimmer. January the 1st, I have decided to keep a journal of my thoughts and deeds over the coming year, a daily chart of my progress through the echelons of command.
so that perhaps one day other aspiring officers may seek enlightenment through these pages. It is my fond hope that one day this journal will take its place alongside Napoleon's war diaries and the memories of Julius Caesar. Next entry. July the 17th. Auntie Maggie's birthday. November the 25th. Gazpacho soup day. That's 6 weeks before the crew got wiped out.
Cat emerges from a closet in the corner.
He won't find that one. Not until he changes his boots. Oh!
Did you see him clearly? Did you get a good look at his face?
Could you spot him in a parade?
I don't think so. I could have been anybody.
Blowing a huge bubble of gum in his sleeping quarters, Lister measures its diameter.
10¾ centimetres! Plus 5 for not breaking, and that is a big, big score. The Browns are going to have to do something quite sensational with their last bubble. Quiet, please.
Busy day?
Well, yeah, I am, actually.
Oh, then you won't want to know about the 2 super light-speed fighters that are tracking us.
What?
I'll leave you to your bubble blowing, mate.
No, Holly, hop, come on.
They're from Earth.
That's 3 million years away.
They're from the Norweb Federation.
What's that?
The Northwestern Electricity Board. They want you, Dave.
Me? Why? What for?
For your crimes against humanity.
You what?
Seems when you left Earth 3 million years ago, you left 2 half-eaten German sausages on a plate in your kitchen.
Did I?
Do you know what happens to sausages left unattended for 3 million years?
Yeah, they go mouldy.
Your sausages, Dave, now cover 7/8 of the Earth's surface. Also, you left £17.50 in your bank account. Thanks to compound interest, you now own 98% of all the world's wealth. And because you hoarded it for 3 million years, nobody's got any money except for you and Norweb.
Why Norweb?
You left a light on in the bathroom. We've got a final demand here for £180 billion.
£180 billion? You're kidding.
April Fool.
But it's not April.
Yeah, I know, but I could hardly wait 6 months with a red-hot jape like that under me.
So you just made it all up then?
Yeah. Bit of excitement for a while, wasn't it? You can't beat a good wheeze.
I don't need a good wheeze. I can do all my exciting for myself.
No, you can't. You haven't got a clue. You're useless.
Shh!
Shut up, Lister will hear you.
What's that?
I made you vomit. Keep your voice down. I'm not going to stand here and take this abuse.
Oh, yes. When the going gets tough, the tough go and have a little cry in the corner. You've got a sponge for a backbone. No wonder Father hated you.
That's a lie. A lie, 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 lie.
Then why didn't he send you to the academy?
He couldn't afford it.
Oh, he sent all our brothers.
You're a filthy, smegging, lying, smegging liar.
Face facts, man. Nobody liked you. Not even Mummy.
Mummy did like me. Mummy was just busy. She had a lot of meetings to go to.
Twaddle!
You better watch what you say about my mummy. I'm a grown man and I'm not going to accept it.
Now grow up, Mr. Gazpacho!
Mr. what?
I said Mr. Gazpacho, Deffy!
That is the most obscenely hurtful thing.
Good!
That's the straw that broke the dromedary, that is. You're finished, Rimmer.
Now you're finished, Rimmer!
Lister leaps into his bunk as Rimmer comes wandering in with a downcast air.
Ah, Lister. How are you?
I'm tickety-boo. What you want?
I don't suppose you managed to get that blue tack together for me, have you?
Rimmer, it's 3 a.m.
It doesn't matter, it can wait till the morning. I'm just going to sleep here, okay, till you're ready.
Everything all right, is it?
Sure. Absolutely, yeah, sure.
No problems, then?
No. Things couldn't be hunky-dorier.
Oh, just that I thought I heard, you know, raised voices.
It's quite an amusing thought, isn't it, having a blazing row with yourself.
Hit the wall! Go on! Hit the wall! Come on! Yeah! Yeah! Can you shut up, Rimmer? Someone was trying to obviously we have professional disagreements. But I mean, nothing with any side to it, nothing malicious.
Shut up, you dead git!
Excuse me a second, Lister, will you?
Rimmer goes to the door.
Stop your foul whining, you filthy piece of distended rectum!
He turns back.
Lister, there's no point in concealing it anymore. Rimmer and me, we've had a bit of a tiff. Nothing major, but it goes without saying. It was his fault!
The vast expanse of the Red Dwarf's hull looms in outer space. Lister and Kat are in the onboard cinema.
Miles from Earth, deep in the heart of the solar system, and you fancy a curry? Then why not drop in at the Titan Taj Mahal Indian restaurant? Enjoy the finest tandoori cuisine at 1/5 gravity. Just a short spacewalk from this cinema.
Lister's munching popcorn.
Shut up! Oh, will you stop doing that? I'm trying to watch the film!
I'm only eating. No, eating's when the food goes in your mouth.
Rimmer joins them.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
What's on?
Orson Welles, Citizen Kane.
There's no smoking on this side. You should be sitting over there.
Nobody's complaining.
Yes, they are. I am. So would you kindly move to the proper designated smoking area for the convenience of other patrons?
Don't you hate films?
Me? No. Did a film course at night school. Citizen Kane, eh? That's Orson Welles.
It's a cartoon.
That's Citizen Kane, all right. Unmistakable.
Why are you here? Where's your wife?
Don't ask me. He's nothing to do with me anymore. Last time I saw him, he was redoing my paintwork, changing it from military grey back to ocean grey. He's quite mad.
Rimmer's duplicate.
Lister, Kat.
He sits down.
Excuse me, I can't see. Shh. Excuse me, I can't see through the back of your stupid, curly-haired, sticky-out-eared head.
Can I watch the film?
Yeah.
Move.
Look, I just happened to choose a seat at random. If you're unhappy with your seat, I suggest you move.
Right. Now, where shall I sit? No, that's a nice seat. Look at this, Mr. Maturity.
Rimmer's duplicate blocks his view again.
Will you two guys just grow up?
Two? I think there's only one immature person around here. We'll know who it is.
One of them makes a shadow puppet.
This can't go on. One of you has got to go.
Yes, him.
Look, it's crystal smegging clear which one of us has got to go.
Yes, you! Look, I was here first. I nursed Listy through those early delicate days.
Look, we are identical. We're exactly the same person. Only you're mentally unstable.
Ippy-dippy, my spaceshippy, on a course so true. Past Neptune and Pluto's moon, the one I choose is you.
Excellent. Excellent decision, Listy. Turn him off. And the one you end on is the one who stays, yeah?
It's you, Rimmer.
Wait a minute. Just hold your horses. Hang on.
It's your own fault, Rimmer. If you'd have given me Kachansky's hologram, none of this would have happened. You made the bed. You lie in it. Drive room 10 minutes.
Drive room 5 minutes. I don't believe it. I mean, ippy-dippy to death.
Kat's napping in the drive room, while Rimmer's duplicate eagerly waits beside Lister.
I want you out.
What have I said?
Just out.
There's precious little entertainment on this ship. I mean, if you can't attend the odd execution, what have you got left?
Out, come on!
Don't forget to write.
You great Nancy.
Rimmer presents in full dress uniform.
Lister.
You fancy a drink?
Oh, I didn't know you had any medals. What are they?
3 years long service, 6 years long service, 9 years long service, 12 years long service.
Come on, just one drink.
I'll have a whiskey.
Holly, give him a whiskey.
How would you like it?
Straight, with ice and lemonade, a cherry and a slice of lemon.
He winces.
Another?
He winces again.
And another.
He smacks his lips.
And another. Make it a double.
He teeters a little.
So, what's all this gazpacho soup business? What's it all about?
I suppose now I'm doomed, I can tell you. Gazpacho soup. It was the greatest night of my life. I'd been invited to the captain's table. I'd only been with the company 14 years. Six officers and me. They called me Arnold. We had gazpacho soup for starters. I didn't know gazpacho soup was meant to be served cold. I called over the chef, and I told him to take it away and bring it back hot. He did. The looks on their faces still haunt me today. I thought they were laughing at the chef, when all the time they were laughing at me as I ate my piping hot gazpacho soup. I never ate at the captain's table again. That was the end of my career.
Oh, come on, anyone could have made that mistake.
If only they'd mentioned it in basic training. Instead of climbing up and down ropes and crawling on your elbows through tunnels, if only just once they'd said, gazpacho soup is served cold, I could have been an admiral by now. Instead of a nothing, which is what I am, let's face it.
Oh, come on, you're not a nothing.
He is.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
I never got off the bottom rung. And do you know why? Because I didn't have the right knobby parents. I bet Todd Hunter was served gazpacho soup the moment he was on solids. No, I bet he was breastfed with it. One side gazpacho soup, the other side freely dispensing chilled champagne.
Is this going to go on all day? I thought he was going to get wiped.
Yes, go on, turn me off. Go on, turn me off, get rid of me.
I've already done it. I wiped the other one.
What?
You wiped...
When?
Just before you came in.
And you let me stand here and bare my soul?
Yeah.
You see, I wanted to find out about gazpacho soup, and I knew you wouldn't tell me.
Well, of course I wouldn't tell you. You'd make my life a hell with gazpacho soup jokes for the rest of my life.
Rimmer, I promise, I swear, I will never, ever mention this conversation again. And when I swear, I mean it.
You promise?
I promise.
You swear absolutely?
I swear absolutely that I promise that I will never mention gazpacho soup again.
All right. You're a bit of a slob, Lister, you know, but when it comes down to it, you keep your word. This time I'm going to believe you. Let's go for another drink.
Super.